So I'd love to start with where this Maddie came from, this character, and I know you're a tennis player, so I'm curious if there was any of the other characters that may have come about from you personally.
You know what? I would say that there's probably a little bit of me in every single one of the characters. It depends how I'm playing in tennis that day. But yes, Maddie probably is a player most like me.
Mm. So I'm curious. I saw that you shot in New York, and your DP is a great New York DP as well. Can you talk about where you shot the tennis courts and give a little bit of place of where this film took place?
Absolutely. We shot 100%, well, I shouldn't say, I'd say 95% on Long Island, New York. And we did have one day on a stage in Brooklyn, which was great, but most of the time we were on courts in Manhasset when we were outside, and when we were inside, it was actually where I play. It's called Huntington Indoor Tennis, but in the film it's called Acme. So that was kind of interesting, approaching the owner, manager of that location and saying, you know, I'd really love to shoot a film here. Yeah, he's like, oh, sure. Yeah, he's thinking maybe I'd come in with, maybe three people and a camera. And, it was pretty funny the day we arrived with, like, a crew of 50 people. And, he's like, okay. So we tried not to tear up the place too much, but it was so much fun. It was really fun to actually shoot in the place where I tried to play. They tried, because I really am not good at this game.
I loved reading your director's statement, and I just want to pull two things from it. You mentioned that a cinematic inspiration was Edgar Wright. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. Sure. In a low-budget film, you have to find ways, I think, to bring comedy and things that are unexpected, and I know he does that with the way he sometimes has characters just pop into frame, and that was something I loved. I find it so funny, and it doesn't cost anything, and it worked for us. It worked in several scenes. Have you seen the film?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you know what I'm talking about then. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, as a screenwriter, I had not really thought of all the creative ways you can make things happen, on set and in film. I'm always thinking of dialogue. And so that was really interesting for me to look at how he works and steal from him.
It's definitely in there, so I loved the connection. Another part of the director statement, you mentioned your wonderful cast of female leads and how strong of a woman-driven film this is, but you do mention a wonderful actor who plays four roles, and I would love for you to chat about Jeff. He's a native Texan, so I want to give a shout-out to him as well.
Oh my gosh, I love Jess Hiller. I mean, every day was great, but days when Jeff was on set, everybody was in a silly mood automatically. He was so much fun. I'll tell you, I wanted to find some characters, some actors that had a strong improv background. So I did go on to the website for UCB, and I found Jeff was one of the people listed there, and I approached my casting director, Christine Cromer, to is fantastic. And I said, what do you think? Do you have any idea if Jeff would be into playing four roles? Because these are really small roles, and I thought that they wouldn't be beefy enough as you know, alone on their own, but all together, he could have a lot of fun with it, and he did. He really brought a lot to each of those characters, and it was really fun to see people who I've shown the film to, you know, understand that finally the light went off. Oh my gosh, that's the same guy in all these different roles. So that was a lot of fun.
So I found myself when I was writing notes while watching, I couldn't stop laughing. So I just was writing like little lines here or there because I just couldn't concentrate. I was giggling too much. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to read a couple of the things I wrote because I'm a little bit amazed I wrote them down. And I would just want to hear your reaction. Kind of the first one, I think this is, I think Miss Curtin said this, the coconut water to oil is a good lubricant.
Yeah. Yes. Do I have to say that was my line?
Well, I'm curious. There does seem to be a lot of really fun sexual innuendo. The colossal sperm look. The whole comment about French eggs. How much fun was it to poke fun of? There's that great scene of the... I don't want to say she's elderly, but the older lady who is naked that walks across the, when they're in getting ready, moments like that were just so wonderful. Can you talk a bit about having fun making this a little bit, naughty?
Sure. Oh my gosh. It was so much fun. That one scene that you're talking about with, Kathy Curtin, we had, it went on forever. We cut it down quite a bit, thank goodness for my awesome editor, Chuck Dybeck, but we got into some grossness in that scene, and I just let it go. I said, this is a comedy, it's not an important, you know, indie film by any means, let's just see what we get. And there were a lot of moments like that throughout the 23 days. And as you can imagine, on a 23-day shoot with, you know, a cast of like 33 people, you just had to throw your hands up every now and then and say, you know, go for it. Let's see what else we get from all of these characters when we put them together.
Well, some of it was laugh out loud and hilarious, so thank you.
Thank you. That was, to me, you know, another person I found in the improv world is Catherine Moudon, who plays Rosie.
Yes.
And I, you know, sometimes you look at somebody and you can just see the funniness in their eyes. You know that they're thinking of something just so humorous. And I felt that with her, so I was so happy that we were able to get her as well. She was great too.
Yeah, I love that. Georgia King calls her baby Bjorn Borg, even though it's a girl.
Yeah.
Another really, really fascinating thing I want to ask about. I've seen two cellos perform.
Oh yeah.
Can you talk about the coolest Rocky theme I've seen in a movie?
Survivor, yes. Two cellos covers Survivor. Both my editor and I are pretty guilty of this. I tend to listen to music to help me when I'm stuck writing. And I have pretty expensive tastes, which, you know, so stupid. Don't get stuck on a song in your head. When you're trying to make a low-budget indie film, my editor as well, he has awesome taste in music. He also seems to find it a tool for him to help him edit, especially when you have these montage scenes with tennis play. So he's the one who brought two cellos. Unfortunately, we first had an AC/DC cover. We had them do, I guess, what was it? Thunderstruck, which was very cool. We couldn't get that for a number of reasons, so we ended up with the two cellos, the Survivor song, and it worked perfectly. Just so happy with it.
Lastly, Gina, I'd love to ask, this film is being released in the midst of what might be the most unusual U.S. Open in history. How cool is it, though, to have a tennis film set in New York that I think will come out right as our big New York Open happens? That's got to be kind of a little surreal.
Oh, my gosh. I could say I planned it that way, but it happened, and I am so psyched about that. It's so sad, obviously, what's happening to the whole world with COVID, and that, you know, especially sports in the U.S., how everything has changed this year. I know it's going to be so odd to watch the U.S. Open without fans in the stands, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But yeah, we just sort of lucked out with our film opening during the U.S. Open.
Do you mind if I ask if you've got anything down the pipeline as far as writing or anything you can share with us? We'd love to know what's coming up next.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I started writing this I wrote so quickly, and it was so much fun to write. I had been writing something else previously, and I kind of put that down to move ahead on this. I'm working on what I thought might be an ongoing series, but for whoever would have it. But I'm thinking of making it, possibly an indie film. I'm not sure yet, but it has to do... Are you familiar with the Borscht Belt in New York? How old are you?
I'm in my 30s. I've heard of it, but no.
Oh, okay. Well, it was this area in upstate New York. It was about, 250 square miles in upstate New York that was filled with like 1,000 resorts and bungalows. And it just lasted for maybe about 50 or so years, really, in its prime. It rose up and then it fell, but there are a million stories in between there. So what I'm trying to do is write this thing called Welcome to Mandelbaum's. It's really a story of Sofia Benelli. She's a really successful fashionista and a beautiful Italian woman who's plunged into this unfamiliar world of this legendary Borscht Belt resort area in the summer of 1958. Boy, that was a long way around saying, yes, I'm working on something, but that's it. I want to go back to it because I really loved it, and it's completely different than what I've just done my first one in. But, this was an extremely fun, satisfying experience to direct for the first time, finally, after, writing a few scripts, being able to really see my vision come through and work with, Georgia King and Kat Foster, two amazing women, amazing actors, versatile, and it really was a collaborative effort with my whole team, my crew, my producers, who pretty much held my hand, Paul Jarrett and Josh Hartzo, my AD, incredible. It was a really good experience. Loved it.
Well, I loved
that. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, I loved watching it, so.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks. It was, for my first time directing, probably wasn't the smartest thing to have such a huge cast and playing, tennis, which was definitely, that got a little crazy, being that nobody in the cast really played tennis before, except for one actor. That was a challenge. But we had a great on-set pro, Mehdi Darlis, who is also a filmmaker in his own right. So he was, pretty expert in helping us make it appear that the actors could play. And also, in the film world, he was very, very helpful.
Very cool.
That's my story.
Well, thank you for sharing it, and I hope many people see it. And also, thank you for making Michael Ian Black have a scotch in every single scene. That was funny. And thank you guys so much, Mitch. I appreciate it. And Gene, I can't wait to see the next film. Thanks, guys.